This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Boy, people are really pushing kale, aren't they? Twisted sense of nutrition. You ever had those kale chips? Eww. Oh, I know, somebody's got to like them. Hey, ATM fees are skyrocketing. The average total fee for accessing an out-of-network machine for cash is now $4.69. That's the fee the machine charges, plus the additional fee your bank charges for going out-of-network. There could be a flavor war this fall. The undisputed king of autumn pumpkin spice is being challenged by maple. Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks have both introduced maple coffee drinks. Chobani has come out with maple yogurt. Kettle Brand Chips are introducing maple bacon potato chips. And I think I know who wins. All of us! A 45-foot-tall statue of a naked woman is about to be erected on the National Mall in Washington, just a few blocks from the White House. The creator of the sculpture calls his creation our evolution, and says it invites viewers to imagine a world where women are safe and live without fear. And 45 feet tall. Anheuser-Busch wants to know your opinion on their NFL sponsorship. Company says they've gotten so many calls since the Anthem controversy ramped up this season, they've set up a special phone line to capture comments. They've also released a statement saying the company has a long heritage of supporting the nation's armed forces, veterans, and military dependents. The national anthem will always be a point of pride for the company and the 1,100 veterans they employ. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Well, if you missed it, National Taco Day. A website called National Today ran a survey about our love of tacos to celebrate. They found more than 95% of Americans say they like tacos. 76% of us eat tacos at least once every few weeks. Most popular taco filling is carne asada, which is steak. Other things folded over in that deliciousness, chicken, pork, chorizo, pork sausage, and veggies. And 72% prefer tacos over burritos. Yeah, that's me. Hard tacos, please. So, should adults dress up for Halloween or not? New York Post staff just published an editorial saying that adults need to stop wearing costumes on Halloween. Quote, we're not saying you can't get in the spirit. Dress up your house, concoct a Halloween-themed dessert, or buy a pumpkin. Then stop. Give it a break. Give the holiday back to kids. Not sure if their message is going to land, though. About half of us adults say we're planning to dress up for Halloween. We're like Pavlov's dogs. Every time our phones buzz or beep, we grab them immediately to find out. Could it be a text, an email, a Snapchat? And then we're bummed. Nottingham Trent University in England says one out of three notifications we get on our smartphones put us in a bad mood. And notifications that are most likely to bum us out are phone or app software updates, Wi-Fi issues, and work emails or messages. Group texts from friends are the most likely to put us in a better mood, though it's downright annoying when everybody responds and you keep getting messages over and over and over. Finally, somebody put together a list of weird signs you're smarter than the average person. Here are a few. You're a first child. Study in 2007 looked at 250,000 people, found the oldest child had a higher IQ than his next sibling. You stay up late. Yeah, night owls have higher IQs and tend to make more money than early risers, which is surprising. You lack common sense. Sometimes you just need to go with your gut instead of overthink things. And you have a sick, twisted sense of humor. A study earlier this year found people who like dark humor that involves things like illness and death score higher on IQ tests. Yikes. Knucklehead news out of Iowa, where a mom went to Oktoberfest in Germany last month, and she left her four kids home alone. The kids were all between 6 and 12 years old, and someone reported her to the cops the day after she left. She's been charged with 4 counts of child endangerment and 1 count of making a firearm available to a person under 21. And she's not the only American parent to get their negligence on during Oktoberfest. A 28-year-old guy from Texas passed out drunk on Thursday at Oktoberfest while he was wearing his baby in a baby carrier. No word on what charges he could be facing. The Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you see something that I could be talking about here on The Daily Buzz, I'd appreciate it if you'd send it to me. It's easy. paul@wcsy.com. That's my email. Fax 637-2675. You can drop the stuff off here at the station on M140, the drop box, if it's after hours, right on the front of the building. Leave me a message on our Facebook page or Twitter, Super Hits Paul. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz, available at WCSY.com, our website. Also, great podcasting outlets like iTunes. Become a subscriber of The Daily Buzz. You'll get it in your email, so you can listen whenever you want. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present Time. Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow, finally, Friday. Make it a great day.